Today, let's talk a little bit about why. I'm interested in the return of The Office, but why might surprise you. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Listeners to The Business of Tech know I'm really interested in the return to the office. I think this is going to be a critical trend. Let's reference some data I covered on the show from Tech Isle about what's going on. 58% of employees within the U.S. SMB and mid-market firms expect to work from home at least till the end of 2021, in sharp contrast to pre-pandemic in 2019, when 29% of small business employees, 9% of employees within mid-market firms, and 7% within upper mid-market firms who worked at home. However, the work-from-home trend may not play out in the longer term. Encouraged by the increasing rate of vaccinations and economic recovery, 61 to 67% of firms plan to bring all employees back to the office by early 2022. Only 22% are planning for a phased or staggered approach to reopening offices as soon as it's safe to do so. Higher employee-sized businesses are likely to be more aggressive in their reopening plans than the smaller businesses. 11% of firms will most likely permanently adopt an approach of allowing some of their employees to work from home indefinitely. Overall, 97% of mainstream businesses in that 1 to 5,000 employee range feel unprepared to having a long-term remote and hybrid workforce work environment. Between 17% and 44% of small businesses to upper mid-market firms' IT staff is challenged in identifying and deploying hybrid workspace solutions. So that's a great set of data, but it's missing something so very important. Cue the movie quote.
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Could versus should. A year and a bit ago in 2020, businesses had to move quickly to work from home and work from anywhere. It wasn't optional. What's different now is that it is optional. Business leaders have the ability to design and implement any return they want, at any speed they want. In fact, a good business leader now has two practical examples to compare, before and now, and can design anything in between. I'm really struck by how many of the conversations are about the technology or the race to open, and not about what you should do. What builds the best organization to accomplish your business goals? You can do anything you want. Now, what do you do and why? The missing and most valuable piece is the decision-making around why. Do that for your organization and do that for customers. Why are companies going back? Why would they stay remote? Why would they go hybrid? You have the opportunity to design any kind of business ops you want. What would you design and why? Now, I expect most companies will not take the time to ask this. They won't. They will fall into old patterns and just return to work. Or they will call it a hybrid because the genie's out of the bottle and they know they can't just make everyone go into the office 5 days a week. So they'll settle on 2 or 3 days a week and be done with it. And that's such a shame. It's such a lost opportunity. Again, let me reinforce the key difference between March 2020 and today. Back then, you had no choice. A public health emergency forced business owners to change. The science was still learning exactly what worked and what didn't as it related to COVID-19. Remember wiping down incoming mail? And so society collectively shifted to remote work. For those businesses that could, they learned it worked. Worked well enough to keep the doors open, and they traded one set of problems for another. You can have healthy debates about the level of productivity or the need for physical collaboration on creative types of problems. That's healthy. So have them. Seriously, slow down and have them. Building culture is a deliberate action, and often from action or inaction. Not taking action is an action. Ignoring something is a choice. Often it's a passive one, but it's a choice nonetheless. Not determining your why of the new work mode is the choice here. Why do you have office space? What's it used for? What will you do with it? How should it be configured to best support that why? If you have office space because you've always had office space, and it's been vacant for a year, you're missing the opportunity to decide what the why is. More importantly, I also think this is a huge area to help customers. Since their use of space is closely tied to technology, this is a time to have those conversations. If you change the way people work, you're leveraging technology to do it. Remote work and the new paradigm of work is enabled by technology. Thus, technology and IT services companies should be the perfect ones to have this discussion. Ask why. Those that do will win, and I believe win big, and unlock the potentials for collaboration. Want to learn about trends in managed services, increasing sales, governance, or winning in biopharma? How about an MSP peer panel or CompTIA's Carolyn April with their latest research in managed services trends? Ignite's first annual MSP Summit is coming May 11th, keynoted by Carl Polichuk on setting a cloud strategy. The first 300 attendees even get a copy of Carl's book on becoming a successful MSP in 30 days. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.